وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أزرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family and on the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa atimmu al-hajja wal umrata lillah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we will bring you some stories of the Anbiya from a kitab written by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Qamr al-Zaman Sahib Ilahabadi Damat Barakatuhum, and the name of the kitab is Aqwal al-Salaf. It's quite interesting, short snippets, you know, regarding the Anbiya Ikiram, and a great lesson for all of us. Today's few stories are pertaining to Hajj, and we will commence with the first one regarding our noble Prophet Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj on two occasions after receiving prophethood and Nabuwat, one before the Hijrah and one after. So the narrations affirm that he also performed Hajj before prophethood. So Ahadith lists four Umrahs which he performed, three of which were performed in Dhul Qa'dah and one in Dhul Hijjah. The Hajj which he performed in the year 10 Hijri is known as Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Hajj and the journey itself are related in detail in the Hadith Kitabs. It is this Hajj which is a true example worthy of emulating by the Muslim Ummah. So emulating this Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would guarantee the acceptance of one's Hajj and guarantee salvation in the year after. So just four incidents are related here as a source of barakah and blessings. Hazrat Qudama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing between sa'i between Safa and Marwa in this way. He neither struck anyone, drove anyone away, nor asked anyone away to move away to give him some way. So this means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not perform the sa'i between Safa and Marwa with the pomp of a leader, but he performed it as a very, very poor and humble servant. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just one camel for this journey, which he rode, and he also loaded his goods on it. Its saddle was worn out, and the mat which was placed on it was estimated at just 4 dirhams. Look at the simplicity in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was repeating these words, Allahumma hajjah la riyaa fiha wa la sum'a. O Allah, this hajj is neither influenced by ostentation, nor pomp and show. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came before the Hajri Aswad, the black stone, placed his Mubarak lips on it, and continued crying for quite some time. He raised his eyes and coincidentally, and he saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala crying as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Umar, this is the place where tears are to be shed. And this is mentioned in Ibn Majah. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's sandal strap snapped while he was performing tawaf. So a sahabi immediately wanted to remove the strap from his shoe and attach it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's sandal, but he did not approve, saying, "This entails giving preference over myself to others, and I do not approve of it." Now, during the time, years gone by, the area around the Baytullah was rugged and rough and sandy. It is not like the marble and everything that we see these days. So now Maulana Kamruzzaman, Damat Barakatuhum, says, I'm now quoting a na'at of Hazrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Azami Rahmatullah Ali. It shows the high level of his ma'rifat. He is the reason behind the existence of this world. That's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the nucleus around which the universe revolves. He is a perfect manifestation of Allah's beauty. Remember the Battle of Badr? Read about the story of the conquest of Makkah. The first was a sign of Allah's power and might. The second was a sign of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's all-embracing mercy. His position is higher than all the other prophets alayhi wasallam. He was a perfect crescent in the sky. My master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a full moon. His pure ahadith is food for the soul and provider of tranquility to the heart. His pure speech is a cure for the sick heart. Whatever I got and received was by virtue of his gaze of affection and kindness. O Habib, your pen and tongue are nothing. Whatever you are writing and saying is by virtue of his continuous bestowal. Now we go on to some waqiyats of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and also regarding Hajj. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is the first human and the first to perform Hajj from among all the countries and cities. Allah Ta'ala gave the honor to India of having the first Hajj journey commencing from here. So it is mentioned in the books that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he came out from Jannah, then he was in the area of Hind, India. And Amma Hawa, she came down to Jeddah in the Arabian Peninsula. Hence, the word Jeddah, as is famously known today, is derived from the word Jeddah, which means grandmother. So Tabarani in Mu'ajam in Awsat, Bayhaqi in Kitab al-Da'wat, and Azruki in Tarikh Makkah narrate from Hazrat Buraida radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent down to earth, he performed tawaf of the Kaaba 7 times and performed 2 rakats of salah in line with the Maqam Ibrahim where it is at present. He then made the following dua, and this is a dua worth memorizing. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu sarirati wa alaniyati faqbal ma'dirati wa ta'lamu hajati fa'atini su'ali wa ta'lamu ma fi nafsi faghfir li dhunubi Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan yubashiru qalbi wa yaqinan sadiqan hatta a'lama annahu lan yusibani illa ma katabta li wa ridaa bima qasamta li. O Allah, you are fully aware of my secrets and what I do in public. So accept my apology. You know my needs. So give me what I ask for. You know what is in myself. So forgive me my sins. O Allah, I ask you for iman, which is firmly embedded in my heart. I ask you for true conviction, which convinces me that nothing except what you have decreed will befall me. I ask you to be pleased with whatever you decreed for me. So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam completed his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to him saying, I have forgiven you your sins. Anyone from your progeny who comes here and makes this dua will also be forgiven. What a beautiful dua this is. It is established from the books of tafsir and the hadith commentaries that the first construction of the Kaaba was undertaken at the hands of Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him saying, go to Makkah and construct a house of worship there and perform tawaf of it, just as you saw the angels performing tawaf. التاريخ التبري كوتس حضرت ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه said الله تعالى sent revelation to حضرت آدم عليه السلام in India ordering him to perform Hajj which he then performed. Imam Suyuti narrates in Dure Manthur from حضرت ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said حضرت آدم عليه السلام walked 1,000 times from India to the Kaaba Sharif and visited the house of Allah. He performed Hajj 300 times and Umrah 700 times. During his first Hajj, when he was performing wukuf in Arafat, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came down to him and said, O Adam alayhi salam, your Hajj has been accepted. We have been coming to the Kaaba Sharif and performing tawaf for thousands of years before your creation. Now, story of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, our father. The Quranic Kareem confirms that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam built the Kaaba Sharif. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ. The Quran also clearly states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to announce the Hajj. So he went to Jabal Abu Qubays and he said, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Proclaim to mankind the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and riding upon lean camels, coming from every distant place. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam then performed the Hajj for the above purpose. There is no need for any other clear proof in this regard. Nevertheless, we are quoting a few ahadith. Inshallah, we will learn some additional points. Tirmidhi Sharif and others narrate from Hazrat Yazid bin Shayban radiallahu ta'ala an, there is a spot in Arafat, which is very far from the place where the Imam stands. Our forefathers used to make wukuf at this spot during the period of Jahiliyyah. We were here when Ibn Maraba Ansari came to us and said, I have come to you as a messenger from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says you must remain at this spot for your wukuf because you have received it as an inheritance from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Majma' al-Zawaid quotes on the authority of Mustadni Ahmad and Mu'ajami Kabir of Tabarani that Abu Tufail said to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, your people claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performs sa'i between Safa and Marwa and this is an ancient sunnah. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala he said, my people the Quraysh are right. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to carry out the rites of Hajj and he started carrying out this order, Shaitan came to him at the Mas'a, the area between Safa and Marwa where the Sa'i is performed, and began running against him by way of mocking him. But Ibrahim alayhi salam outran him. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam then took him to Jamratul Aqba and Shaitan appeared there as well. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam pelted him with 7 pebbles. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam took him to Jamratul Wusta, that is the middle shaitan, and the same thing happened again. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said to him with regard to Mina, this is the place where the pilgrims will stay over. He then took him to Muzdalifah and said, this is the Mash'ari Haram. He then took him to Arafah. It is established from a narration of Majmatu Zawa'i that the words of the Talbiyah which are uttered at present have come down from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam and are in his memory. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that after Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, people remained for some time on the correct religion and were Muslims. But Shaitan continued his efforts in trying to lead them astray. And so he added the following words to the Talbiyah, إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكْ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكْ. Accept the partner whom you own and whatever he owns. So Shaitan was leading them towards shirk. The people began the saying, the Talbiyah as follows, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك إلا شريكا هو لك تملكه وما ملك. Yeah, I am, O Allah, yeah, I am, yeah, I am. You have no partner except the partner whom you own and whatever he owns. So Shaitan always corrupted the belief of the people. So the Mu'jamun Kabir of Tabarani narrates from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Makkah, performed tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif and then made sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Hazrat Jibreel al-Islam took him to Mina, performed the Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Salats for him and took him to Arafat. They performed two salahs, Zuhr and Asr, there, and observed wukuf until sunset. They then spent the night in Muzdalifah. They performed the Fajr Salat early in the morning and observed wukuf for a long time. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam then took him to Mina, pelted the jamarat, slaughtered an animal, and shaved his head. He took him to Makkah, made him perform tawaf, brought him back to Mina, and remained there during those days. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu adds, Allah ta'ala sent revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Follow the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was averse to all false creeds and was not of the mushrikeen, the polytheists. So this is the brief story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and the manner in which he performed Hajj, which we do these days as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true reality and the spirit of Hajj and Umrah. A lot of people are going for Umrah during these days. They must be acquainted with the historical perspective and the very, very great lofty position of these Mubarak places and the virtues that he beholds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.